I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
People that are higher, score higher on perceived attractiveness, get rated higher on all kinds of other qualities, such as trustworthiness, ambition, and importantly for my research is leadership. And we wanted to split that apart into two subcomponents of attractiveness and see which ones were perhaps more important and in what situations. And those two components are intelligence and health. And what we find is that across all contexts in our study, health was in general preferred, whereas intelligence was only preferred in certain contexts. We seem to just prefer healthier looking people versus non-healthy. That kind of makes sense, though. You won't want really a leader to not be healthy.
Well, I guess you wouldn't want a stupid one either.
No, that's the other thing. It's not like we don't care about intelligent leaders as well. It just seems like having a more intelligent looking leader seems to be more context dependent. In our study, we found that people prefer relatively more intelligent looking than less intelligent looking leaders. So what we did is we made faces, essentially. We took one version of a face, and we had multiple faces. They were all controlled on attractiveness. The intelligence manipulation was essentially a structural change, and the health manipulation was a coloration change.
To test the theory, we borrowed a few of the faces that Brian had used and showed them to the general public.
Healthy.
Low intelligence.
Intelligent?
It looks healthy.
Both?
Both.
Yeah, I think they all look healthy, to be honest.
You think they all look healthy?
Yeah.
If you were going to employ someone to run the country or run your business, which one would you pick?
Figure four.
I think figure four.
You pick the one who's supposedly high intelligence and high health. That's what everyone's picked so far today. All of the people that we spoke to chose a healthy-looking, intelligent-looking leader. It turns out there's a lot of information hidden in a person's face.
One of the reasons I like to use the face for research is it conveys so much information on everything from masculinity, femininity, and in this case, in health and intelligence.
What about you, Brian? Would you say that you have an intelligent-looking face or a healthy-looking face?
Me? Wow. So that's the one thing that scientists never do is try to apply that to themselves. I'd like to think that I have both a healthy and intelligent face, but I think that would be for others to perceive and make the judgment call.